T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. The expected cold front has slowed, so temperatures are still mild this morning. We stay in the 70s today with a chance of showers, and the Easter weekend is looking more wet. Chief Meteorologist Ann Brunoff has your updated forecast on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. It is Thursday, April 9th. Nearly 1.5 million people around the world have been infected by the coronavirus. The U.S. now has more than 430,000 cases, or 29% of the global total. In Texas, the number of confirmed infections likely will reach 10,000 today, and with the latest local numbers, KRLD's Alan Skaya.
Dallas County added 63 cases yesterday. They're now at a total of 1,324. A 20th person in Dallas County has died. That was a man in his 60s from Rowlett. But the health director says the daily number of new cases topped out at just over 100 for several straight days, and having a day with fewer cases shows the importance of staying home. And Judge Clay Jenkins says that stay-at-home order has helped slow the spread, but it's also leading to other problems.
We're going through a lot as a community, right? And I'm seeing things in the community that are of great concern to me. I'm seeing a six-fold increase in the reports of child abuse and domestic violence.
The city of Dallas is closing parks this weekend. It's Easter weekend, and the city says the parks usually fill up with people having parties, Easter egg hunts, and picnics. So they're going to have message boards up this weekend to tell people the parks are shut down. In the three other counties, the most crowded parts of North Texas, Tarrant County added 65 cases yesterday. 19 people there have died. 53 are listed as recovered. Collin County added 35 cases, bringing them to 378. 7 people have died there. 150 are listed as recovered. Denton County had 32 new cases. 7 people have died there as well. 100 have recovered. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Health centers in North Texas are getting more federal funding to deal with the coronavirus. It's part of a package that was approved by Congress last month. The Dallas County Hospital District getting $800,000, and the Ellis County Coalition for Health Options getting $770,000. Other clinics across North Texas will get grants of between $600,000 and $1.3 million. A couple more drive-through testing sites are opening in North Texas. We get the update from KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
One of the drive-through testing sites is at the Burleson Rec Center. Burleson Fire Chief Kenneth Freeman says folks will need to get a referral from their doctor before arriving at the testing site.
There are appointments only, and that lets us control the flow. It lets us pace things out. And you stay in your car at all times.
And tomorrow, 3D Healthcare will begin conducting drive-through tests in a parking lot on Lamar Street, just south of the federal courthouse in downtown Fort Worth. Chief of Operations Nick Kane says people will need to speak to a physician via smartphone or tablet before being administered a test.
Currently, we have the swab test option that is 24 hours.
Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
People suffering from the autoimmune disease lupus starting to have a difficult time finding their medication because it's a drug the president's been promoting as a treatment for coronavirus. Here's KRLD's LP Phillips.
President Trump has urged COVID-19 patients who are running out of options to try the drug hydroxychloroquine. Although it hasn't been approved by the FDA for fighting the coronavirus, the president asked the COVID-19 patients, what else do you have to lose? Tessie Holloway of the Lupus Foundation of America's Lone Star Chapter says the losers are lupus patients who are suddenly faced with a shortage of the drug.
We have had quite a few inquiries from lupus patients that have gone to their doctors, and their doctors are giving them half the prescription because of the shortage. Others have not been able to refill their prescription.
She says there have not been any clinical tests showing hydroxychloroquine helps fight the coronavirus, but plenty of research showing it helps with lupus. LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A coalition of child advocacy groups warning Governor Abbott they expect a sharp rise in child abuse because of the state's stay-at-home order. Here's KRLD's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox.
In a letter to the governor, all 50 groups that make up the Child Protection Roundtable reminded the governor that social isolation and heightened stress can easily trigger child abuse.
If a parent doesn't already have those established healthy coping skills or supports in place, we fear what that may mean for the kids. And that's why we predict a rise in abuse and neglect during this time.
Carrie Judice with Text Protects also suggests that child abuse reports may not be getting to Child Protective Services.
What we're fearing is that abuse is going to be more hidden because there's fewer eyes on these kids and we're not going to know about it.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The federal government will be out with the new jobless claim numbers this morning as the pandemic continues to ravage the nation's economy.
The numbers are expected to be very high, even after nearly 10 million people applied for benefits in the previous 2 weeks because of businesses shut down from the coronavirus. SMU economist Mike Davis expects the unemployment rate in the double digits soon.
If we discount those people as the unemployed, then that would be enough to raise our unemployment rate from about 3.5% to almost 10%.
He says even if we went back to work today, it would still take some time for many businesses to recover. Up to 50 million jobs are vulnerable to coronavirus-related layoffs, economists predict, about one-third of all the jobs in the United States. Austin, York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This morning, DART is partnering with the Dallas School District to bring free meals to students. KRLD's Bailey Friday has that story.
Starting today, DART is beginning to deliver busloads of food to students in the Dallas School District. The first busload will arrive at Thurgood Marshall Recreation Center this morning. Every Thursday, DART buses will pick up food at DISD's distribution center and will drive it to three locations, Thurgood Marshall, Janie Turner Recreation Center, and Highland Hills Branch Library. Each bus will deliver 1,500 meals, enough for 100 families per bus, with 15 meals for each student. That's a total of 4,500 meals per week. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
With air travel down 90% or more, some American Airlines workers are making the most of their free time helping others.
A small army of American Airlines employees is now keeping busy at DFW Airport, hand-making masks.
Honestly, it's really boost morale. A lot of folks were really down because there's not much to do and because of the whole situation that we're in right now.
NBC5 reports the aim is to make as many masks as possible to protect both employees and travelers. The operation uses borrowed sewing machines and irons, and they work in shifts of about 20 workers at a time in order to create proper social distancing in the room. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, the number of Americans getting on planes has sunk to a level not seen in more than 60 years, with so many people staying home. The Transportation Security Administration says it screened fewer than 100,000 people on Tuesday. That's a drop of 95% from a year ago. The official tally of 97,130 people who passed through TSA checkpoints exaggerates the number of travelers because it includes some airline crew members and people still working at shops inside airport security perimeters. Historical daily numbers only go back so far, but the nation averaged 97,000 passengers a day in 1954, according to figures from the trade group Airlines for America. Stay connected. Get the latest developments throughout the day on News Radio 1080 KRLD. You can listen at home or work through the radio.com app. And remember, the latest coronavirus-related stories are updated around the clock at krld.com/coronavirus. Please stay well and have a great day.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.